You're listening to The Impulse Project, featuring music from the demo scene and the tracking community. All right, welcome to The Impulse Project. This is episode 19. I am Ed here with Brian as usual.
How's it going, guys? We're a little bit overdue again for an episode.
Yeah, we're hoping to get back on a regular schedule after this. Because, it's like October now, so things are settling down with my job, so...
Oh, me too.
We'll get back on the swing of things.
We're hitting a little bit of a lull at my work too, so it should be a lot more demo scene music coming at you guys. Next episode, we're going to focus on another chip. We're not quite sure which one
yet. We've got to narrow it down to like two chips, but right. We've got to decide which one we want to do.
Yeah, but today is just like kind of like a free-for-all pick. We have a few different tracks lined up that I think are excellent. There's some new stuff, some older stuff, and that track that brought us in was called Porn Industry, and that was from Drozerix. This is a 10-channel XM file at 57 kilobytes, and I thought it was a really cool track, a lot of energy. I really love those octaves and just the whole flow of the track. I think it's really cool.
Absolutely. I think industry, maybe not so much porn, but industry is a great kind of a word to put in that title, because I got the image of machines and like assembly lines, like with the beat, it was like dun da 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 dun da 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 dun. Like it felt like a machine like running products through it or something and putting caps on things. It was really cool.
Yeah, those harmonics, it reminds me of like some kind of recent, like, I guess, pop music that you would hear, because I guess it's making more of a trend or something.
Yeah,
recent.
Yeah, with that more like kind of aggressive beat. It's very attention grabbing.
It's really interesting because it has this kind of steady beat all the way through the track, but it has a lot of different kind of small, tiny nuances, like the scales will just, you know, kind of flutter in all of a sudden, and he'll bend the bass like a different way. He'll kind of change it up, and I think that it's really clever. It makes the track not get repetitive and old. It kind of keeps it fresh.
Yeah, you know there's there's a lot of performance in it. It's not so much like a canned tracker music, you know, just a series of patterns. It sounds very like it was played live almost. And yeah. I love how it's kind of sandwiched in between those two, like, music box.
Right,
right. It sounds almost like something out of, like, Final Fantasy or something. It's really nice.
Yeah, I was just going to say that's Barry Leitch kind of, you know,
how he really
likes that music box thing. But no, like, I was going to mention that too. It has, you know, it starts you off on this kind of notion that it's this almost like a kid's music box. And then it kind of leaves you off with that. And I think that's pretty awesome little motif.
Yeah. So I'm wondering where the title came from. Like, porn, like it didn't really remind me of porn music or anything like
No. I would have assumed maybe a little bit more funk and maybe, you know, some, I don't know, disco stuff in there. This was released November 1st, 2012. Now, Nick Monson is an American tracker artist, a California native, and he's part of the demo group Nerve, and he's been in chiptunes and tracking since 2009, so it's, I guess, fairly recent. You know, he's not one of these old-school sceners, but he definitely has some chops. He mostly focuses on XM and module format, like just mod format, using Milky Tracker and Mad Tracker, but he also does some music on Game Boy, NES, and also some C64 stuff as well.
It's been a while since we've seen an American on the show, actually. It's kind of funny.
Yeah, yeah, other than just the big two Americans that are on here all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
yeah, he got some inspirations, I guess, from Strobe, Ghidra, Dual Tracks, Pink, and Stalker, all very awesome, renowned chiptune artists.
Yeah, so, I think we've played tracks from most of those guys so far on the show.
Yeah, at least three of the five.
Yeah.
But he's got like nearly 50 different mods on Mod Archive, and I guess he's working on some Game Boy styled game called Necrolance. It looks pretty neat. It's all kind of that monochrome kind of pea soup color platformer, but I was kind of checking him out. He has some stuff on his Twitter account that's, you know, just shows like little GIFs of the main character running around. It looks pretty awesome.
Very cool.
All right. So what do you say we get into our next track?
Sure. Well, since porn industry failed in the porn category, let's try something out that sounds maybe a little more like it. This one's called Blueberry Jam from CAG. Thank you. And we're back. That was Blueberry Jam from CAG. That was a 32-channel IT file at 983 kilobytes. That was released in 2007. I love this track, dude.
it's a really good one, man. Like, this is so funky. And, I mean, he's using, like, 10 different horn samples to make that.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's
complicated stuff because, you know, just keeping track of, you know, using each sample and those long-ass solos that he's got, I mean, that just boggles my mind.
He's using pitch bends on the samples and different keys, so he's making it sound different, just creating, like, a language out of 10 different letters. It's crazy.
You can't help but, like, picture, like, this, you know, this fat, greasy guy kind of dressed up like, you know, the Blues Brothers just wailing on a saxophone. Like, I can't get that out of my mind. Kind of like the Blues Traveler guy, you know, when he was heavy. It kind of reminds me of that, but with a saxophone.
That's really funny.
Yeah, it was just an excellent track. Really, really funky. I mean, he clearly listens to a lot of, like, funk music, because I don't think you can have chops without just knowing the ins and outs of that genre.
Yeah, for sure. I was just listening to some random cuts from Mod Archive on our way home from work. And, you know, most of my way home from work, I have a long commute, so I'm mostly on the highway. And I'm just, you know, I drive with my window. Like, I hate the sound of, like, white noise and wind. I have horrible misophonia with that stuff. So the windows are always open. I'm on the highway.
Right.
When I get off and I'm on the road, the windows are down. Music pumps up, you know, especially on a nice day. And this was, like, halfway between fall and summer in Connecticut. So it's, like, 75 degrees. Perfect. And this song comes on my car stereo, and I just turned the volume way up, turned that bass up, and I was like, I was jamming out to this one. So I was like, this one is definitely going in the show.
Yeah, very cool.
So CAG has not very many tracks out. I actually can't find very much information on him at all.
Yeah, he's a completely new artist to me, so
yeah.
This is awesome.
He's got about 6 tracks or so on Mod Archive, all released around 2006, between 2006 and 2008. In his notes, he says, "Greets to everybody in the world who loves to disco. If you don't like funk and disco, you have no soul." That's right, you heard me, no soul. I don't know so much about disco in this track. Like, this is acid jazz, like, through and through.
Yeah, I didn't get the disco thing either, but you know, what do I know? I mean, he clearly knows what he wanted to make, so maybe that's his vision.
There's a jazz artist out there called Adam Dorn, and he's the son of Joel Dorn, who's, like, a huge famous jazz musician.
Right.
And he's got this side project called Motion Worker, and it's Motion spelled MOCEAN, like the ocean, but it's Motion Worker. And so he basically takes his own jazz music and, like, makes it into acid jazz tracks. And it sounds almost exactly like this song. So if you enjoyed this one, definitely go check out Motion Worker. There's, you know, tracks, and you can find it on YouTube and stuff. But it's really good stuff. It immediately called that project to mind when I heard this one. It was just a lot of fun to listen to.
That's really cool. I'll have to check that out. Now, is this guy, did you find any, like, you know, SoundCloud or anything from him?
I have nothing at all.
He's a ghost.
I don't know
now
where he's from. I know he did use some of Simon Sousa's sax riffs. He sampled some bongos from Vector. I did some Sonicade samples, the bongos and hi-hats, and then he used FL Studio samples for the rest. But, you know, that's really all the information I have on him.
Well, you know, maybe one day he'll come back to the scene and make another appearance, and we'll get some more music out of the guy.
I know, it's been like 9 years. He's well overdue for some rockin' tracks.
Hey, well, you know, there's some sceners that, you know, started in like 96 and they stopped and they came back in, you know, 2015. So, I mean, maybe just needs a little bit more of a cool down period.
Or he's just really big and going under a different name nowadays. Who knows?
Could be. Anyways, you ready for our next track?
Absolutely.
Cool. This track is called Blinded Monarch, and it's composed by Wave and Magma. It's a 6-channel XM file at 35K. We'll be right back. You just heard Blinded Monarch, composed by Wabe and Magma. Again, this is a 6-channel XM file at 35 kilobytes. It was released in 2010, and this actually took 8th place at the Nectarine Compo number 8, the Happy Sad Compo of 2010.
Happy Sad Compo.
Yeah.
Sounds like happy something out of Earthbound or something.
Yeah. The reason why I picked this track is simply because I'd never heard of either of these guys, and I, you know, randomly came across it and I thought it was pretty cool. And so I figured, you know what? I think that I need to put some more discovery into the show. And so I tossed this track in there. I thought it was pretty cool though. It was a pretty cool track.
I am betting these dudes are from Scandinavia, like that area, because, and I haven't even looked at like beyond the show notes yet, but the beginning, like da 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 da, like that's totally Scandinavian. Like that is Aqua, that is Ace of Base, like that influence from all those like Scandinavian Euro techno songs are like right there in the beginning of the song. The end of the song is very more, much more kind of demo scene traditional with those
right.
chord progressions and such. But the beginning is definite like Scandinavian pop.
Yeah, and that I want to say that the sample, when it gets really high in certain spots, it's a little bit too much.
A little bit grating.
Yeah, it's a little bit grating. You know. But it has, I think the track as a whole has a lot of really cool qualities to it.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, going back to, you know, the Scandinavian artist, Wabe is a Finnish musician.
I totally called it, see?
Yes, and he started composing MIDI music. And then after playing around with a bunch of different other trackers, he kind of landed on Milky Tracker and stuck with that. So that, he says in his kind of at his bio, on his bio for Mod Archive, said that's the best way to play back this music. And I believe he was the main composer because it's kind of credited under his account. But it was two people. So Magma was also working on this track. And I don't really know much about either of these guys other than what I just said. But Magma is a Swedish musician. And Scene Music says he's got like two entries like to his name. But they're both collaboration work. So I haven't seen a single track that he's done. I looked everywhere. There's a bunch of different Magmas in the scene, but I can't find any that kind of match this profile. So
interesting.
Don't know much about him, but maybe he was responsible for that kind of skewed part in the you know later half of the track. I'm not sure.
Yeah, it does definitely feel like it had two different minds behind it. You know, like kind of two different personalities. So the backbeat stayed pretty consistent throughout the whole song, but then you get the melodies in the middle that are changing. It's really interesting. Oh, and I was 2 for 2 on Scandinavia. Thank you very much.
Well, I think like they, you're right. Like Scandinavian artists do have, especially in the pop scene, have that kind of classic.
It's very balanced, like a call and response kind of a melody.
Yeah. So, you know, you had a good lead going for you there. Anyways, let's move on to our next track.
Sure. Next one, of course I got to do some C64 because Sid is my baby.
Yeah, well, see, I had a C64 track picked, and then I had a Spectrum track picked, and then I realized, you know what, Ed is definitely going to do a C64, so I'm just going to mix it up.
I've got two C64s today, so let's take a listen to the first one. This one is called Sadly Voice from Olsen.
Thank you.
right, we're back. That was Sadly Voice from Olson of Amorphous. That was a 5 kilobyte SID file using the 8580 chip. I really like that one. It's very slow. You know, it's under 3 minutes long, and it takes like almost 2 minutes to get to build up to where it actually gets going. I feel like maybe that slower part at the beginning went on a little bit longer than it should have, but once it really gets going at the end, those ARPs are fantastic.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. It does take its time to get to that point. And I really like this track, but every time I listen to it, you know, you can't really fast forward in SID music.
Yeah.
So every single time I wanted to hear that part, I wanted to like re-listen to that ending part. I had to really just listen to the whole track again.
Screech your teeth and get through.
Damn. Yeah, but I mean, no, it is good. Don't get me wrong. It's just, it does kind of take its time, and I think it probably could have been half that and been a little bit more, I guess, engaging to listen to.
I do like that bass tone though, in the slow part. It's got a very nice phase to it.
Oh yeah, even I mean by itself, you know, that first part is enjoyable. It sounds like kind of like ambient, like kind of like water. That I guess the bass just has this kind of liquefying sound to it.
Yeah, kind of ethereal.
Right, but then when you get that ending part in there, it just you know that's what he was building up to, and it kind of makes the first part sound a little bit like kind of old news, I guess, you know.
Just like get on with it already.
Yeah. How'd you find this?
This one, I think it was just on random. You know, I was just playing through some SID tracks, and it was definitely the end part that really grabbed me, that I really enjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I was probably working at the time, so I didn't really realize how long that beginning part went on for. Overall, the song, I do like the combination and the juxtaposition of the two pieces.
Oh yeah, I agree with you there. I think it needs to have that slow part in the beginning. Maybe not as long, but it does need to kind of have that to kind of, you know, gear you up for what's in store, I guess.
Right, there's more of an impact when that part kicks in, definitely.
So tell me a little bit about this composer.
Sure, Olson's real name is Marcin Olkowski, and he is from Walbrick, Poland. And so I guess currently he's both a member of Albion Crew and Amorphous since like the mid-90s, but he's also been in Bad Bites, Chariot, Dionysos, Equinox, Phoenix, Gideon, Thunder, and Vaudeville Crew. So
all
this dude
above.
Gets
Jeez.
Around, man. He's just a group slut.
Yeah.
he's got a lot of releases under his name. He's been active since like 1993, and he was active up until about 2010. And then he had one release on a disc mag in 2016, but I'm not sure if that was just kind of like a reuse of one of his older tunes.
One of his older tracks just kind of thrown in there, yeah.
Because it was put out by Draco and Tropics, and he's not listed as a member of either one of those groups, so it might have just been a disc mag, so it's probably just reusing an older one.
It's funny because sometimes I'll see like a demo party come out, and they'll use like this they'll have a demo like a prog out, and I'll listen to the music, and I'm like, oh my god, this music is so awesome. And then I look, and it's like 10 years ago. I'm like, how did I miss this? And you know, it's like it wasn't released with the demo, and it totally throws me off.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I mean, there's just so much stuff out there that it's so easy for things to just fly right by, and there's always new gems to uncover. So
right.
He was listed on a lot of different compilations, both from Amorphous and Albion. I mean, he's been with Albion since, like I said, like 1994. So, you know, I guess he's mostly released stuff through them. Later on, you see a little bit more coming out through, like, Phoenix, Smash Designs, Expect. Like, you know, you go to his CSDB page, and it's like, there's just every single group you've ever heard of, he's got some sort of a release on. So, dude gets around, but he's got some chops. So, you know, I guess people were really interested in showing off his music.
Yeah, you got to check out his profile picture on the High Voltage SID Collection. It's pretty awesome.
Yes, we should definitely put that in the Facebook group. I think people get a kick out of it.
Yeah, that's awesome. He looks so serious.
Yes.
Oh man. Anyways,
total badass.
Total badass. Are you you ready for our next track?
Hit me with your last track?
This is my last track.
Okay.
Now this is actually hot off the press because I recently discovered this track this morning. And that's because it came out just in the beginning of October, October 1st. And it was part of the Deadline 2016 demo party. The track is called Zebra Afro, and it is a 4-channel mod file composed by Corpsicle.
Let's hit it.
Right, that was Zebra Afro, composed by Corpsicle of the group Insane, and this is a 4-channel mod file at 94 kilobytes, and it was released October 1st, 2016 at the Deadline 2016 demo party. I thought this track was so cool when I first heard it. I fired up the prog on UAE and was dancing in my office. It was awesome.
So, I know you listen to my other show, Pixel Tunes Radio, so I know that
Never.
You know that Mike and I don't really agree on that much music, but when we do agree, it's always funky slap bass riffs, and so this song has it in spades. That's the way to my heart. I love that bass sample, really nice bass line. That's kind of what I was focusing on through the entire track.
Oh, yeah, that's the star of the show. I mean, you know, I love that zipper melody in the, you know, in the kind of high range, but that bass is where it's at. It's just so happy, slap happy, funky, you know, just all around, just excellent samples. And it looks like a lot of his samples, I don't know where he's taking them from, but they're all .8SVX. And those are typically Electronic Arts samples using their game. So he might have taken from there, or maybe some other. I don't know. Maybe they're just floating around the internet, and he just grabbed them. Or maybe this is some stuff from his collection. I'm not quite sure, but
interesting.
It sounds incredible, and I thought it was just really fun. I guess if you watch the demo, the team that put this together, it was like kind of like a last minute thing. Apparently, I guess they kind of called each other all together and were like, hey, we should just do something real quick to get one of their buddies there. You know, I'm definitely not saying this verbatim, but watch the demo. But they're like, yeah, we just threw it together kind of last minute, and this is what we got. And so, I mean, if this is the music he composed over the course of, you know, just, you know, quickly over a few days or something, that's insane. That's awesome.
That's cool. Definitely. I mean, yeah. it is kind of a simple track. I mean, it's four channels, and those four channels are working hard. You know, there's hardly a rest in that whole pattern segment.
Totally. So the demo this was for was called Alien Transmission by Insane. I guess it was kind of like a collaboration between two groups. There was Insane and the Electronic Knights, and it ended up taking second place at Deadline. So, I mean, this is...
Not bad for something thrown together.
Not bad. You know, it got a lot of good reviews. Some people said, oh, you know, the graphics and the actual demo itself are a little bit basic, but, you know, the music just rocks. And so I this is one of those tracks that I believe to have been released at the same day. You know, it didn't come out any earlier, but I couldn't find this track. You know, I found, you know, Corpse Skull on a bunch of different websites. This track has never showed up, so I assume that it is brand new for this demo.
That's really awesome. Why don't you tell us a little bit about Corpse Skull?
Yeah, so Corpse Skull, his real name is Jonas Ahlander. He is a Swedish demo scene music artist that used to go by the handle Elixir in the mid-90s, and he was part of a group called DFX at that time. And I guess he ended up leaving the demo scene altogether. It was kind of like self kind of extraction. He decided he just wanted nothing more to do with it. And then eventually he started slowly making a comeback around 2010. And then he changed his handle over to Corpse Skull and joined Insane in 2014. Huh. Now, in 2010, he really started kind of coming back into the scene through the C64. And he has a bunch of Sid tunes out there over the last 6 years. So if you go on to like the Commodore 64 scene database, you can find a bunch of his tracks, and it's pretty cool stuff. I mean, this guy, you know, even though he took himself out of it for a while, I mean, I don't think he stopped doing music because he doesn't seem to forget anything.
Yeah, yeah.
His stuff isn't just as good as it was. It's actually, I think, a lot better. And, you know, that's pretty awesome.
Awesome. Yeah. I'm looking forward to hearing some of his Sid tunes.
Yeah. Yeah. I know we should go through it. I listened to like two and I was like, well, I mean, I only picked this track this morning, so I had to substitute some stuff out. I was kind of scrambling, but yeah, no, he's a really cool artist, and I definitely want to explore more of his stuff as well.
It's kind of fitting because the prog was a last-minute intro to the compo, and this was a last-minute...
picked for the show.
Yeah, last-minute submission to the show, so it all works out.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Anyways, I think it's time for our last track. Ed, what do you got?
It's another sad Sid song. Say that five times fast. This one is called Sad Zack from Taurus of Unity and Shelters.
Awesome. Let's check it out. Thank you.
All right, welcome back. That was Sad Zach from Taurus of Unity and Shelters. And that was a 4 kilobyte SID file using the 8580. And that was released in 1995 for Visual Party 5.0/ the Tarno Christmas Party. This one is so unique. It totally stood out to me when I was listening to like a whole bunch of SID files one day.
This is like a rock opera, man. Yeah. I'm telling you. It reminded me of like those kind of musicals that you see like at the theater where you have like the chick singing this, you know, like love story, and then the guy like talking underneath it, and like that's what it sounded like.
Kind of like a West Side Story really, kind of a deal.
Yeah, and it has that, and then like it really kind of like has I guess different characters coming in. You get that really low bass, like, you know, some dude with a bolo coming in, and you know, I don't know, it just cracked me up, and I was just listening and I kept imagining like this whole opera taking place. It really tells a story.
It definitely helps you envision stuff. I was very much reminded of like older 1980s Commodore 64 games. It felt very much like game music to me.
Mm-hmm.
Just in its simplicity. It wasn't really going all over the place. Not that that's a bad thing, but you know, a lot of the newer demo scene SID files tend to be very complex, and this one was more on the simple side, kind of letting every instrument show its place.
Right. There are a few little spots where he does kind of go off the rails.
Yeah.
But you're right. It is more of like toned down.
Yeah, and I was reminded a lot of Neil Baldwin's NES stuff, like especially Magician, where the music is just very slow and deliberate and takes its time to get to where it needs to be. Doesn't rush through anything, so it kind of like it keeps you listening, but also makes you wait a little bit too, because you always want to hear what new sound effect or what new melody he's gonna come in with.
Right, it's like reading a good book. You just kind of you know you have like a few chapters to go, but you can't stop reading because you know where you want to go, you know where you want to be and end up. And I thought this track was phenomenal. I haven't really heard anything like this on the SID in years.
I like that. Depending on where you are in the song, you could be like, oh well, this is kind of like Jamaica dub.
Right.
All right. No, this is chamber music. No, this is funk. It's like it's a little bit of everything, but it all kind of meshes together very well. So, but Taurus, his real name is Artur Skwarek, and he's from Poland. I've picked a bunch of dudes where I don't have a lot of information on him, unfortunately. I know he's an ex-member of Threelux, Shelters, Tensor, and Unity. And that's really about it. He doesn't have very many releases to his name. He was active between 1994 and 1996. He has a couple of music releases, like untitled music releases, and one called Party Sucks by Unity in 1996. It was a one-file demo. That's really about it, unfortunately.
That's just the nature of the beast.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I think a few tracks back, I couldn't find anything about the guys except the country they're from.
Yeah, exactly.
So it happens.
He did do a little bit of coding for Threelux, so at least he's both a musician and a coder, so he's got a couple different talents going for
That's
him
cool.
there. But, you know, I wanted to throw this one in because I just felt it was one of those memorable tracks that I don't think I was going to forget for a while, so I needed to dig more and find more about this dude. Wish I could find more.
Right. I was going to say, you know, there's not a whole lot of tracks that I can compare this to. It's very much its own kind of thing. I mean, you know, there might be, you know, some game music and stuff that kind of has simplicity kind of like that.
Yeah.
But I think overall and the length that it goes and the story that it tells, I guess we don't see that as much. At least in my experience, I don't see it as much. So very cool, and I'm glad you put it in the show.
Thank you. I'm glad I could share it.
Anyways, I think that about wraps up our show. We do have one final track that we want to throw in. But before we get to that, if you like the show, let us know on Facebook, and that is facebook.com/groups/impulseproject. If you're not a member, I highly urge you to join. I think it's a lot of fun. A lot of people post stuff that they come across or stuff that they've written, and you know, just building the community is a lot of fun.
It's at the point now where I think our members are more active than we are in the group, which is really awesome because they're constantly posting new stuff. Whether it's stuff that they've created themselves or just things that they've found on the web. I do want to give a shout out to this amazing YouTube channel, which popped up recently. It's called the Unepic Stoned High SID Collection, or USHSC. And you can look that up and subscribe to it on YouTube. What they've done, so it's been put together by the Zentax Foundation, and they've essentially uploaded more than 50,000 high-quality SID files from different collections around the web. And so you can browse playlists and just cruise all the SID files you've ever wanted to see on YouTube and kind of stream them to whatever device you have that's compatible with YouTube.
Yeah.
It's just an amazing resource to kind of grab these songs on the fly and not have to worry about having a SID player app on your phone or anything like that.
Yeah, I know. It's super convenient and it's very accessible to everybody, which is really awesome. The guy that's putting this all together, he's very active on the Facebook group. When new tracks come out, he's posting them there. And it's just really cool to see all this stuff, you know, this kind of new stuff also fluctuate in and kind of be added to the mix. I think it's really awesome of him.
Totally.
Very cool. Anyway, so yeah, join the Facebook group. A lot of cool people and a lot of cool discussions. And also you can find us online at impulseproject.info and Twitter at impulsecast. And Ed, anything else?
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at Ruiner9.
And I am at DokiDokiPanic.
And you can check out our respective VGM podcasts, Pixel Tunes Radio and Pixelated Audio, both on iTunes.
Yep. Anyways, so yeah, this last track, the reason why we wanted to add kind of an extra one is because there was a bunch of demo scene parties that kind of occurred over the last few months that we didn't really get to cover. We wanted to do kind of episodes on them and stuff, but basically, you know, we had this kind of busy period where we just couldn't get to it. So we wanted to pick a few tracks from some recent parties, and this one is an excellent track. It actually took second place in GURP, which occurred in 2016 back in September, just a month ago. The track is called Signal Flen, and it was composed by Alpitus of the group Insane. And this is a 4-channel mod file, 27 kilobytes. It's a lot of fun to listen to. I think it got second place in the Chip Music Competition, and I think it was well-deserved. It's a really cool track, so I hope you guys like it. And thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you in a few weeks for our next Chip Spotlight episode.
That's right, and don't forget, if you don't like funk and disco, you have no soul. That's right, you heard me, no soul. See you next time.
Have a good one, guys.